This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's today's sentence that has never before been said on the radio. There will be, at the end of this year, a joint Target and Neiman Marcus holiday collection. Big box and high-end, all in one convenient location. Cognitive dissonance is the word that came to my mind when I heard about this morning. So we called consultant Deborah Kay to get a little perspective on it. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So this commingling of brands, if you will, Target and Neiman Marcus, what do you suppose is in it for them? What's in it for Target, first of all?
Well, for Target, actually, it's quite brilliant because what they're doing is they're showing that they have even more upscale quality because what they now have in their stores is also in high-end stores as well.
And so what is Neiman Marcus then dumbing down? I mean, can you read that into it?
No, I don't think so at all, because what Neiman Marcus is recognizing is what culture already does. Everyone knows that high-end consumers are shopping in Target and shopping in Neiman Marcus. And so what Neiman Marcus is saying is, we recognize you already do it, so we're making it easier for you.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I'm a Target shopper, and I kind of get the willies when I walk into Neiman Marcus because I know I sort of don't belong there.
You do. Yeah. You would be scared. And the reason you're scared is not because you think they have higher prices, because everybody knows all stores have all prices, but because you think they're going to treat you badly. But now that you know they have the same items as Target and that they welcome the same kind of people as Target, you're not afraid of them anymore. So you're more likely to go in their stores. So it's a really good traffic builder.
You think so?
Yeah, I really do.
I don't know.
And I think culturally, it breaks all barriers and it says, hey, we get it. We get that you shop high and low and we welcome everybody.
Do you think we're going to see more of this then? I mean, it can't be that easy.
Who knows if it's going to be easy, right? But if it does work, what I think we can look forward to is to see high-end stores have, you know, little special stores of H&M in their store or little special stores of other discount merchandisers in their stores so that they can build traffic. I mean, have you walked into a high-end store lately? You can throw a bowling ball down some of those stores and not hit a person. They really need to build traffic, and I think this is a brilliant way to do it.
Yeah. Does the fact that these two are not really competitors make this possible?
Well, obviously, because they're not direct competitors. But I also think it does something else for Neiman Marcus. Remember, Target has what, like many thousands of stores?
Yeah, a gajillion of them.
Yeah, and Neiman Marcus only has 42. Neiman Marcus really can't afford TV advertising, and Target can't. So what this does is it gets Neiman Marcus a mass market audience at probably half the price because they can share TV costs with Target.
This kind of seems like Neiman Marcus puts itself at peril, right? And that people are going to see that they can get Neiman Marcus stuff on Target, so why do we need Neiman Marcus?
That's a really good question, but I think that's an old-fashioned question.
That's all I am. I'm just old-fashioned. That's all I know.
And I think it's an old-fashioned question because if you don't keep refreshing yourself, probably in 10 years your business is going to die. So you've got to keep trying new things, and that's what they've done here.
So are we now going to see Cartier and Zales cross-promoting each other? I mean, cubic zirconium and 14-karat diamonds or whatever?
I don't think so. I think that's crossing the line too much. I don't think people are going to – I don't think you're going to have one diamond ring on one hand and, on half of your hand and another face on the other. I think that's a little bit different. But I do think, you know, we have seen people mix really high-end suits with a J. Crew t-shirt. That's what this is all about.
All right. Deborah Kay, her consultancy firm is called Lucule. Deborah, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.